Welcome to the Be Fit to Sit podcast. I'm your host, physiotherapist Kim Siddons, and I hope to equip and encourage you as we talk about healthy exercise, ergonomics, posture, and practical self-care strategies to help you feel and function your best at your desk and beyond. So if you, your family, or your colleagues spend a fair bit of time at your desk or using screens, tune in because this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm physiotherapist Kim Siddons. Welcome to Be Fit to Sit podcast episode 16. We're talking about what to do when study or work is a pain in the neck, or maybe it's in the back or in the shoulders, particularly at this time of year because it's exam periods here in Australia for lots of our senior students. When study is getting you down, when it's on top of you physically as well as mentally and your stress, or maybe with the end of the year winding up for you at work, trying to get things done, things are making you feel quite stiff and sore and your body's just not feeling like it should. What are you going to do? Today, we're going to dive into lots of little tips and tricks that you might be able to take on board to see if you can relieve some of that strain, relieve some of that pain, and be armed with some strategies that will help you feel and function your best at your desk and beyond. Let's face it, there's lots of fun things coming up towards the end of the year, Christmas parties, holidays to look forward to, and we want to be feeling at our best. So let's dive in. The first key I want to share with you is to reverse your posture. When you're studying, and a lot of us when we're working, a lot of the time we are stuck in the one position for long periods on end. So have a think about the position that you are spending a lot of time in. Are you at your desk? Are you hunched over your laptop? Or are you at your kitchen table and you're sort of sitting side on? Or are you actually even in your bed studying? Are you on the floor with things spread out everywhere or on your tummy even? Have a think about where you're spending most of your time, particularly the time when you're feeling sore in your neck. Now, when you've worked out where you're spending a lot of your time, particularly when you're feeling sore, so it might not be your neck, it might be your back, your shoulders, whatever part is being sore, it's just pain in the neck is something that we tend to think about all the time. And a lot of people do feel pain in their neck and upper back shoulder area when they're sitting and studying or hunched over their laptop. Can you find a way to reverse that position? So think about the situation where your shoulders might be slouched or slumped forward because you're on a laptop. Often we'd equate that with having our shoulders forward, but think about where your neck and your head is also. So a lot of the time when we're spending long periods at a computer, at a desk, over a laptop, we will just succumb to gravity and we'll end up slouched and rounded in our back, which is okay for short periods, but for long periods in that position with the weight of our head forward, there's a lot of strain on the back part of our neck and our upper shoulders, even our low back. So we need to find a way to change that, and particularly to go in the opposite direction. So it is a fantastic idea if you tend to find yourself slouched or slumped to go away from that position and stretch opposite. And that might mean rowing your arms so your elbows come back behind you and your chest opens. That might be stretching your arms up over your head with your hands clasped together. Or if that's too tight and too sore, even put your hands behind your head with them clasped together and stretch your shoulders nice and wide. Finding a way to go in the opposite direction, which is often stretching up or stretching backwards, stretching across or to the sides, can really help activate muscles that have been in a lengthened position and instead get them working positively in a pain relieving manner. So when we stretch back the opposite way, we switch on what I tend to call anti-slouching muscles so that they can draw our shoulders back for a bit. They can lengthen our necks so the weight of our head's taken off our shoulders. We can wiggle our bottom from side to side. So walking your butt bones on the chair is a great idea to loosen up that low back and spend a bit of time rather than your bottom tucked under, that your bottom might have a nice curve in it and you could tilt your tailbone in the air instead for a little bit. So think about how you might, in your situation, be able to apply that principle. Same goes for if you are hunched over in your bed or sitting on the floor or even on the couch. Maybe spend some time in a completely different position. Particularly, you could get up off your chair, off the couch, or out of your bed or off the floor. Stand up, go for a walk, stretch your legs. Or you might still need to stay attached to your screen to get some work done. So you could lie on your tummy or lie on your bed so that it's propped up in front of you and you can spend a little bit of time up on your elbows. Now that activates all the anti-slouching muscles behind our neck and shoulders and upper back area. We usually don't have as much resilience to stay in that position for very long, because we're not used to spending lots of time in that propped up. It's almost like a plank position, isn't it? But with our hips on the floor. That's what we'd call tummy time when we're parents and putting our babies on their tummy so that they're using their anti-gravity muscles and strengthening those muscles at the back of their spine and neck. It's the same principle. You could do that so that you're actually doing the opposite of sitting for a little while and using a completely different muscle system. But I definitely recommend reversing your posture somehow. Some of you might even have sit to stand options. So if you've got a sit to stand desk, if you're sore, raise it, spend some time standing. Or if you're studying or working at home, maybe you could go to the kitchen bench for a little while and play around with how you could position yourself there so that you're standing for a little while, not just sitting all the time. Of course, as I mentioned, having a good break and doing something that's completely opposite, like going for a walk or even doing a quick burst of exercises in your house, something that could either increase your cardio rate if you're feeling a bit sleepy, or some strength-based exercises, any body weight exercise is fine, like some squats or some lunges, or even get some little cans or water bottles and use those if you want to use your upper body muscles. Any little strengthening exercise is a great way to break things up and switching muscles on. A lot of people don't realize that moving and activating muscles is often the best means of pain relief. Many of us equate stretching muscles as the best mode of pain relief, but it really isn't. Activating the right muscles that support those areas is a much more positive way to get the muscle memory stimulated so that those good strengthening, stabilizing muscles continue to work long after you've activated them. So stretching isn't necessarily bad, but it's not always the best means of pain relief. I'll talk you through a couple of stretches at the end, but stretches that activate the opposite muscles are by far the best, rather than just, for instance, pulling your neck down to the side. That can actually be aggravating in certain people and in certain situations. Using a dynamic stretch that supports and strengthens certain parts of your body, that stabilizes and stimulates the anti-slouching muscles, is a much better means. So let's walk through one now. A very simple version would be, like I said before, putting your hands into a fist so that we pretend to do a row. Now, most people can do this without too much drama. So we put our hands in a fist, pretend we're rowing some oars and pull those oars with our fist clenched right back towards our armpit with our shoulder blades coming back together behind us. So you want to feel those shoulder blades coming together at the back and your chest opening. And just go to where you're comfortable so that your chest opens. So that stretches the front, like your pec area. But I want you to feel the activation of the muscles between your shoulder blades, those anti-slouching muscles, so that it's reversing the slouch. That sort of upper back slouch, yes, it does put some strain on our neck and shoulders. And so reversing it with a simple row, and I would hold it for a few seconds to stimulate some muscle memory. Plus, pay attention to your neck staying nice and elongated at the back, relaxed at the front. So your chin is not coming up and your neck is not going forwards from your body as you're rowing. We really want to pay attention to keeping the weight of our ears back over our shoulders and a nice lengthened neck at the back with our chin dropped. So we're lifting tall from the base of our neck, but not straining it. It should be nicely balanced over our shoulders as we do those rows. So I've done about 10 nice and slowly there, where I've held them at the end with my elbows nice and wide, and I can feel my shoulder blades have worked. And that's a really positive thing for that area. If it's sore and painful, definitely helps to stimulate anti-slouching muscles, but pain relieving mechanisms as well. Now for your neck, yes, let's try the typical neck stretch down to the side, but I want you to do it without pulling on your neck. So a lot of people would reach up to the top of their head and pull their neck down to the side. We're not going to do that. We are going to think about our shoulder on one side, particularly if you've got a side that's sore. Think about your shoulder on the sore side, and I want you to slowly lower that down and back. So I want you to use your shoulder blade at the back. Think about where that shoulder blade is. You might even be able to reach it behind you with the opposite hand. Get your shoulder blade down and back on that sore side and hold it there. So you're lowering down that anchor for that side of your neck, so that the shoulder on that side is lower, and you might even already start to feel a stretch. Then I want you to just tilt your head away. So that same side, now you've got a stretch starting from the top of that lower shoulder all the way up to the base of your head on the same side. And if you keep your chin tucked in, don't let your chin come up, chin tucked in, chances are, as you hold that and then keep stretching and keep lengthening that and lowering that shoulder blade down and then taking your head across to the opposite side, you should be stretching that muscle so that you can feel it just the right amount for you. If you really feel you need a bit of extra stretch, you can, if you like, just reach up to the top and gently guide it over a little bit with your other hand. But most of you will be able to feel that that muscle is being lengthened, and you're doing it actively. You're teaching that shoulder to stay down and back. And if you've held that while I've been talking and taken your ear to the opposite side, still facing forward, still looking forward, you can probably notice that your muscles have worked and held it down, held down that side of your shoulder. So now it should be staying down, it should be staying lower and not back up around your ears, which causes the tightness on the neck. So shall we try the other side? Use your other side, use your shoulder blade at the back to lower that side of your shoulder down and back. So it's really lowering as much as you can manage using those shoulder blade muscles and using all the great muscles at the base of your shoulder blade here, down and back. You're lowering it right down, and then you can take your head to the opposite side. Still look forward, still keep your chin tucked down, don't let it come up, and still keep the weight of your head back over your shoulders. Are you feeling it tight? Can you feel a stretch? So I can feel that my neck is tighter on this right side. I'm right-handed, I do everything right-handed pretty much, and I use my mouse on that side, and I write with that side, and I can tell that that side has not as much movement and is much tighter. How about you? Have you noticed a difference between the side? But now, after holding it while I've been talking, which is probably about 20 seconds, and you let go, I can see and I can feel that my shoulders are lower now on both sides, that I have stretched out and lengthened those muscles at the top of my neck that get really tight, and my shoulders come up around my ears when I'm keyboarding, when I'm on my screen, and when my head's forward. So that's dealt with moving, repositioning, and stretching out that upper back and neck and shoulder area. The other thing I want you to note, I want you to move more often. I want you to do those stretches. I want you to get up a little bit more to stimulate your energy systems and your muscle systems. Sitting for more than 20 to 30 minutes without moving is diabolical for tight, sore, and stiff muscle and joint systems. So that contributes to pain. So the more often you move, and you might've heard me say before, 2 minutes of movement at least every half hour boosts your brain and body. So if you can move for just a couple of minutes, whether it is getting right up away, or if you're in focused work, whether it's just doing a couple of those little gentle stretches, a couple of rows or stretches up and behind, or you might actually go for a decent walk every other hour. Or if you're stuck in an exam and you can't move or in a meeting, you could just walk your bottom bones on the chair, or you could just twist your shoulders or move your neck gently from side to side or down the sides. You don't have to do a huge burst of movement or a long time-consuming burst of movement every time, especially if you can't. You just need to pay attention to move, and muscles love movement. We've got a saying in physio, motion is lotion. If it's sore, try and gently move it within your limits. So you're not pushing into pain or strain, but you're just gently moving because the muscles and joints love that. We've talked about switching on our anti-slouching muscles, which would be key number three. So we've even tried that with our rows and with reverse, using those muscles to reverse our postures. But I also want you to have a think about whether or not your screen is too low or too high. So a lot of people realize that when they're hunched over the laptop, their screen is too low. And some people do have some systems to actually raise their screen or their iPad or their phone. If you've been hunched with your screen down low, try to find a way to raise the screen for a bit to take some strain off your slouched neck that is hung low. There's a whole series of tips in a podcast on ergonomics that you can look up. But just as painful can be having your screen too high. So when your screen is up too high, we tend to look up with our chin poked forward and our head forward. And that also puts a lot of strain on our back and our neck and our shoulder area, but particularly our neck. Whenever our head is forward of our shoulders for any length of period of time, particularly with the chin up, there is a lot of compression on the joints and our muscles are under a bit more strain. So if you're going to be staying in that position for a length of time, please make sure that your screen is only at about eye height, not any higher, so that you're looking up, jamming the joints at the back of your neck or putting strain in different, in certain areas. Now, if you want to have a look at the video of some of the best exercises you can do at your desk, please just follow the link on my website, kimsiddonsphysio.com.au, or wherever you found this episode. I'm sure you'll be able to find on the show notes the little link so that you can have a look at the video version of some of those great exercises, plus some different ones that I know are some of my favorites that have really helped my patients out. Lastly, I just want to note that if you are hunched over books and notes and got them spread everywhere, just have a think about the posture and the position that that puts you in if you're there for long periods of time. So definitely keep an eye out for helping yourself rather than being slumped over things like that, slumped over notes and writing or books. Try to make sure not only do you move a little bit more often and change position more often, but that you can actually be in a less head forward, down, shoulder forward position, and maybe even just open your chest a little bit, lengthen your neck a little bit so that you're more looking down with your eyes rather than hanging your whole head down while you're doing those sorts of writing or looking at reading tasks for long periods. So we have looked at reversing our posture. We've looked at moving more often. We've looked at switching on anti-slouching muscles, what to do so that your screen is not too high or too low, and how to avoid being hunched over books for too long. So I hope that combination of keys really helps you smash out your study so you can do your best at your desk this exam period or towards the end of this year if you're working. I wish you every success, and please reach out to me if you're struggling and need any more help in any of those areas. Till next time, keep safe and healthy, and I hope to hear from you soon. Bye for now.